time to gather for meals and hopefully not get murdered. Today I'm talking about Thanksgiving. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I am talking about the recent Eli Roth slasher flick called Thanksgiving, which got pretty good reviews, and it didn't vibe with me for reasons I'll get into. But yeah, it took me a little bit to see that. It ended up on Netflix. I know it's not seasonal per se, but I don't always care about that. So without further ado, let's get started. It's a bit wild to me that this particular movie hasn't been made before. I get that it's a very specific American holiday, so the resale value to other countries isn't very high, but subverting the tenor or intention of supposedly sweet holidays is right in the horror movie wheelhouse. Turn the spooky fun of Halloween into actual terror, or upend the camaraderie and cheer of Christmas with a bunch of folks being stabbed. Classic horror movie stuff. The closest I've found is the Hulu Into the Dark movie Pilgrim, which has its moments but also didn't get a theatrical release. So why not a holiday where all of the tensions that rise between a family come to a boil in the midst of a slasher movie plot? That sounds like a slam dunk. At least in theory. In reality, this movie seems much more interested in the gore and standard slasher tropes than subversion. The movie takes place in Plymouth, Massachusetts, a town that is trying to recoup after a mob scene at a Black Friday sale resulted in multiple fatalities. But this year, there seems to be something far worse in store as townspeople involved in the fiasco begin to get knocked off one by one by a masked figure in a John Carver mask. Realizing they're in the crosshairs of a killer, the teenage Jessica and her friends, who were present and semi-responsible for the event, try to stay alive and determine the killer's identity before they end up on his plate. So I get the appeal of this movie. We got an honest-to-goodness new slasher with a bright-faced young cast and a collection of folks you'd recognize from TV filling out the adult roles, going through the horrific beats of a slasher movie from exploitation aficionado Eli Roth. So if you like seeing a bunch of people get killed in semi-creative or horrific ways, this will scratch that particular itch. In particular, this movie leans harder on the gross-out and gore end of the slasher spectrum, thanks in part to the killer's signature weapon, a giant axe, and Roth's general sensibilities. Folks don't just die, they die really, really horribly. And we get to have some fun trying to eliminate suspects from the list as new information floats in about what people were or weren't doing the night everything went to shit. So why didn't this movie work for me? Well, what the hell is it about? I'll admit that part of my disappointment was me accepting that this movie wasn't going to be what I wanted it to be. I really wanted something akin to Your Next, where the family comes together for a dinner, and there's obviously tensions between them, and then a killer shows up and secrets spill out as well as entrails. This movie isn't that, which is fine. And I actually like the premise that the inciting incident is a horrific Black Friday sale where people died. So many good directions you could take this from here, or commentary you can make about consumerist culture or capitalism in a holiday that's supposed to be about unity. Again, that's not what this movie is. There are glimpses of this, for instance, the guy who runs the store is a target and a cartoon version of a capitalist, but this is just background to create tension between our female lead and her family. It's so weird and disappointing because there's all of these pointed moments where the killer does things like livestream, just like one of the people responsible for the mob violence did instead of trying to help out. Or there are arguments about what matters are people, but again, it's less commentary and more just an ironic twist on the killer's vengeance. But you can tell Roth's heart isn't in that. It's in the girl got stabbed through the stomach stuff for him. This is always the disconnect in Roth's horror films. There's a twinge of an interesting idea that doesn't land because he's more interested in the brutality than the motivation behind it, which is fine and functional, but doesn't really make for a new holiday classic. The verdict is a letdown. Though Roth does his level best to provide a lot of blood and guts, he doesn't offer much else. 3 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.